I'm Mike Einziger. I'm a musician. I lived in Calabasas my whole life until the early mid-90s when I started Incubus with a few good friends of mine at school. It was interesting because as, you know, we're a bunch of 15-year-olds starting a band, I was also sort of taken aback by a bunch of really dark things that happened and continued to happen in our community. The first one was the Woodmans, a guy named Stuart Woodman and his brother. They murdered their parents on Yom Kippur, the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. It's just like so dark, I can't even believe it. Shortly thereafter, the Menendez murders happened.
A movie executive and his wife were brutally slain in their million-dollar mansion.
My tennis coach at the time, a good friend of mine named Craig Signorelli, was best friends with Eric Menendez, and Eric confessed to him. Just like a day or two after this happened, they were actually in the house where the murders had taken place. Eric asked Craig, "Do you want to know what really happened?"
"What's the problem? What's the problem?"
"I'm sorry, kill my parents."
"Pardon me?
Who's the person that was shot?"
"My mom and my dad."
"Your mom and dad?"
"My mom and my dad."
"Okay, hold on a second."
There was also the Jesse James Hollywood story. My younger brother, Ben, several of the kids that were in his friend group, they played baseball with Jesse James Hollywood, who was convicted of murdering a young kid from West Hills.
Hollywood is accused of the kidnap and murder of a Southland boy just 1 month before that boy's 16th birthday.
All of these really dark events, they leave a mark on such a small community. So when I bumped into Neil's wife, Ingrid, she mentioned to me that she wanted to go do a bunch of searches to try and help find this missing person. I was immediately drawn in. That idea that you might be able to help, it's like, yeah, it's a long shot, but why not try?
And so it was that my neighbor, Mike Einziger, the guitarist in Incubus, a number one selling rock band that has sold over 25 million albums, joined my wife, Ingrid, and I in our investigation of an unusual missing persons case. This relentless search for justice would consume our lives for the next 4 years and lead to us working with the police, the FBI, and CIA investigators. On May 27th, To Live and Die in LA returns. Subscribe now so you don't miss an episode.